Hey guys, welcome to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and this is going to be all about my journey through the 75 Hard Challenge by Andy Frasella and my personal challenge of 75 podcasts in 75 days. I have no idea what I'm doing with podcasting, but I have wanted to start for over a year now, and I have let that excuse hold me back for way too long. So this is going to be messy, no music, unedited, and I'm just going to figure it out as I go along. So it's going to be fun to compare my 75th podcast to my first podcast. It's going to be fun to compare who I am now to who I am in 75 days, mentally, physically, spiritually. I am fully committing to the next 75 days of just personal growth and business growth, podcast growth. I am tired of letting my excuses hold me back from practically everything. And so I am so excited to be on this journey. I am so thankful for you for being on this journey with me. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, if you have any questions, if you just want to connect, please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. I will link them down below. I am just so excited to get this started. So thank you for joining me today, and let's get on with today's show. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and today is day 24 of the 75 days of podcasting and day 57 of my 75 hard journey. And y'all, I had to really just sit with myself this morning because I have been on the struggle bus. This weekend was probably one of the hardest weekends that I have had with 75 Hard, just as far as like time management, being around all of the crappy foods, alcohol, being the only sober one, and just, you know, really kind of having a little pity party on myself and ready to get this journey over with. You know, it's kind of like I've been doing it because obviously I failed 5 times, you know, and one of those times I was, you know, almost 30 days into the challenge. And then, of course, life just went absolutely insane and I allowed my anxiety to just get the best of me and binge ate all of the things. And so I literally feel like I've been doing 75 hard forever, which I have been, but oh my gosh. Also with the podcast and all of the things, of course we live in a camper. And so obviously there's not great, you know, sound barriers in the camper. And so I'm sure you can hear my dog lapping on his water right now. And there's also an alarm clock that has been going off since 5 a.m. It is currently 12:40 and I have been listening to this dee 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 all morning. So if you hear that in the background, just ignore it. Camper life. This is real life. This is real and raw. But today I really just wanted to give you guys a little 75 hard update because I am 57 days in and we are getting so close to that big 75. And if you are on this journey thinking about doing 75 hard or anything like that, just know that for one, having that 75 hard book that Andy Frasella wrote is really, really helpful because today I was able to, you know, realize that I was struggling. And so I really dove into, you know, the section of the book that talks about the time period that I'm in because he really breaks down, you know, I can't remember what days they are, but, you know, maybe like day 1 through 10, you feel, you know, excited and on top of the world. And then, of course, you know, once you get past day 50, it's kind of like, you know, you're either super excited still, but the excitement has faded off of like the newness, but now you're excited for finishing. Or you are just dragging along, kind of like I am, and you're just like almost hitting a wall almost, you know, because you've been doing it for so long. And it's kind of like, okay, you know what? I'm ready for chocolate. I'm ready for alcohol. Like, let's get this going. But you're so far into it that if you fail, like there's, oh my gosh, like if I failed at day 57, after failing at day 25, after failing at day 7, after failing at day 4, after failing at day 2, you know, I would probably not restart immediately because I'm going to restart completely anyways after I finish. I'm going to restart March 15th. And if you want to hop in on that with me, please do send me an Instagram message, and I would love to get you in on the accountability group that I'm building around 75 Hard. I'm going to be providing a nutrition plan, weekly meal plans, workouts, all of that. And then we'll be able to just kind of keep in touch and, you know, do all of that together. And so it's going to make it so much easier, because right now I am the only person that I know who is actually doing it. And that makes it so much harder, because not only am I, you know, the only one, like, you know, like in my family and all that stuff, that's doing this health journey, personal growth, all of that, but I'm also the only one who is not drinking alcohol, who didn't get to have the pie on Thanksgiving and Christmas, which tore me to pieces because my dad made me my own pecan pie and I had to watch my husband eat it because I couldn't have it. And so literally, if I would have gone through all of that and then failed on day 57, or, you know, this weekend, whenever we went bowling, got all of the concession stand food, they got alcohol, and then we went home and, you know, had game night, everybody else kept drinking, and I was literally the only sober person who was not, you know, screaming and yelling. And we all know that you hate being the one sober person, right? Because everybody else is like really, really loud. And I still had a great time. Don't get me wrong. I do not need alcohol to have a great time. But whenever the tears start happening and all of the things that come along with a big group of drunk people, you know, it was just crazy. And I just wanted a drink. Like, I didn't even want to be drunk with them. I just needed a drink to deal with them. And it was such a, like, not crappy weekend, but it was such a fun weekend. But also, you know, I didn't get my walk done in time, my outdoor walk before we went bowling. So while everybody else was sitting at the house making food and drinking and having a good time and doing all that, I had to lace up my tennis shoes and go on my walk before I failed on day 54. Because how crappy would that have been if I would have gone all day long, skipped all of the greasy food, skipped the alcohol, all of that stuff, got everything done, and then let that outdoor walk slip my mind? Because it almost did. And then the waterworks happened, and I was like, oh yeah, I need to put my shoes on and go do a walk. And I did not want to in the slightest. And then the next day, it's Sunday, and it's raining all day. So then I had to walk in the rain, and I was not looking forward to it. I put it off all day long. And then, of course, I went out there. I didn't take my AirPod. I didn't take my phone. Nothing like that, just in case it was, like, pouring. And it sprinkled on me for, like, 5 minutes. And then it stopped. And the whole time I was walking, it stopped. And I was just blown away at how I was really talking myself out. I was just, you know, constantly like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And then once I got it done, like, I was out there walking in the sprinkles, you know, and I was like, you know what? This isn't that bad. Actually, I want it to pour on me. I want it to pour on me. If I'm out here anyways, it sucks anyways. Like, all these people were looking at me like, what are you doing? A car stopped and asked if I needed a ride because it was sprinkling. And they're like, do you need a ride back to your camper? And I was like, no, like, I literally just got out here like 2 minutes ago. And like, people don't get it. And that in itself, along with time management, is, I feel like, one of the hardest parts of 75 Hard, is because other people don't get it. Why would you walk in the rain? Why would you walk in the snow? Why would you go 75 days without, you know, your favorite foods and, you know, alcohol and all those things? Not that I'm eating, like, you know, nasty food or anything like that, but, you know, like, I'm not getting ice cream. I don't get my cookies. Like, all of the things that, like, that I, like, thrive on, you know, not thrive, but, like, cookies are my go-to. Like, I love having cookies every single night. And even though, yes, I am a health coach, yeah, I get to have cookies every night. And not, like, 45 cookies, but I can have a couple cookies every night. And of course, in his book and in his podcast, Andy really talks about how if your diet allows those type of foods in it, because, you know, a lot of people don't count macros or calories or anything like that. They just, or they don't count macros, but they can allow, you know, the sugary foods to be in there because it fits in their calories, which is kind of like how I, like how my nutrition program is, which we don't count calories or anything like that. But we get a certain amount of servings of carbs. And so if I want to have two cookies before bed, I just save one of my carbs. I get four all day long. So if I want carbs for breakfast, carbs for lunch, carbs for dinner, and then carbs after dinner, I get to do that. And I get to decide how I use the carbs. If I want to use whole wheat pasta or regular pasta, if I want cookies, if I want, you know, beans, whatever it might be, I get to choose. But not on 75 hard. On 75 hard, you don't get those sweets and you don't get the alcohol. You can't, you know, just make it work for you. You know, it has to actually be good for you and move the needle forward. And that has been one of the hardest things, especially with traveling and all of that. It's just been absolutely insane. And so I really, really encourage you, if you are struggling like I am, remember, the fact that you're struggling means you haven't given up yet. The fact that you're struggling means that you're still showing up. The fact that you're struggling means that you still care. And the fact that you're struggling means that you want to keep going. And that's the biggest kicker, because so many people reach that point of struggle and then they stop. Just like I did the first four times I failed this challenge. I counted myself out before I even, you know, really started. So once I got 2 days in and I started craving cookies, I just ate the cookies because I had already counted myself out. And so when times got hard, I didn't have the discipline necessary to push through. So then I started back over. And then I made it 4 days. And then the cookie craving got in. And I had to start over. And then, but I kept showing back up. I was struggling. Yes, it was a struggle to get my feet off the ground with this challenge. But the more Andy said that, you know, the more times you start over, the more likely it is that you're not going to finish. That just kept ringing in my ears, you know? And I was like, you know what? I am finishing this challenge. I am doing it. I don't care that I've started over six times. I'm not embarrassed about that. I am fucking proud that I had to start over six times, because that means I didn't quit. I didn't give up on myself. I didn't say, oh, wow, yeah, that challenge, that shit's way too hard for me. I can't do that. Nope, that's not what I did. I said, you know what? I'm struggling and I'm starting over. I'm struggling, so I'm starting over. I didn't quit. I was honest with myself. I was honest and I moved forward and I kept growing. And so then I made it 4 days, and then I made it 7 days, and then I made it 25 days. And now I'm at day 57, and I guarantee you I am not going to fail this time, because Lord have mercy, I'm at day 57 and I am not starting back over. But that doesn't mean that, like, you know, I'm never going to do this again. I'm starting back over in March, on March 15th. Because I know that during this time, during this challenge, I've been growing and growing and growing that discipline. So the next time I dive into 75 hard, I'm going to know for a fact that I can do it, because I've done it before. And the reason I didn't have that faith in myself before was because I never put myself in a situation like that before. I have never stuck to a diet for 25 days, let alone 57. I've never gone 25 days without alcohol or, obviously as a child I did, but I've never gone 25 days without alcohol or sweets. And now I've gone 57, but I never would have been able to say I've never gone 57 days without alcohol or treats unless I had started over whenever I had those treats on that 25th day. If I would have just gave in or just kept going. So many people don't understand, because they're like, well, who's going to know? Who are you going to tell? Me. I will know. I will beat myself up over that if I just ate a cookie and just moved on like nothing ever happened. I would know. And that's the point of the challenge. Nobody knows when you're showing up for yourself. Nobody cares when you show up for yourself. They just expect you to do what you need to do for them, whether that's your boss and your relationships and your, you know, career, like whatever it might be, other people just want you to show up for them. Okay, that's all that matters. As long as they're, you know, there's money in the bank, there's food on the table, your job is getting done, your grades are good, whatever that might be, as long as you are showing up for them, you're fine. But nobody understands why you would show up for yourself, why you would put yourself in these hard situations like walking in the rain, walking in the snow, you know, when everybody else is drinking and having a good time. Why would you not drink with them? Why would you not eat that crappy food? Why would you not, like, why would you leave the party and go on a 45-minute walk in the middle of a party? Why would you do that? And it's because no one else will. If you want to be a part of that 1%, you have to do things that the other 99% won't do. And yes, it's hard. Yes, it sucks. But once you get to, you know, day 50, it's kind of like, all right, these are naturally habits now. And you start getting excited about it. Like I said, I was dreading walking in the rain. And then once I got out there, I was like, pour on me. Pour. So I can say I did it. So I can say during 75 hard, I didn't quit whenever it was pouring rain on me. I didn't quit whenever everybody else was partying and I wanted a drink of alcohol and I didn't take it. Instead, I went and did my walk. Nobody else is going to be able to say that except me and everybody else who's done 75 hard, because nobody else gets it. And that's why nobody else is going to be a part of that 1%, because they're stuck in the 99% mentality. But not you, not me, not us. We know we are better than what we are currently giving out right now. We know that we can be better and continue growing and constantly learn and constantly push ourselves. We know that we don't settle for the life that we have right now, because we know there is more out there. We know we can be a brighter light for somebody else. We know we can show up for ourselves every single day because we've done it. We have given up the excuses. And guys, whenever I get to finally cross that finish line in a few weeks and say that I've gone 75 whole days with no alcohol, with no treats, you know, and I've done 2 workouts every single day, I've read 10 pages every single day, if not way more than that, because, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I enjoyed reading until I did this. And guys, let me just take it back to one of the old podcasts. You don't know what you don't know. And until you try and try and try and try, guys, you will never know what you are truly capable of or what you truly enjoy doing or what your, you know, what life could really be like. And no, 75 hard is not something that you can do for the rest of your life. It is very strict. And, you know, yes, restricting yourself is, you know, not something that I like to promote, of course, with like nutrition and all that stuff. Yes, in my nutrition programs, I get to eat practically whatever I want, you know, and I still get all of my nutrition in. I still get, you know, all of the good things. But if I want cookies, I don't restrict them unless I'm in 75 hard. But, you know, like, this is not something that you would do 365 days every single year. It is 75 days out of your entire life. Yes, you can do it again. But guys, we get 12 months a year. And you're telling me that you can't sacrifice 2.5 months for personal growth just to see if you can do it, just to say you did? Because in a couple years and 20 years, guys, we're going to be telling our kids, remember that crazy time when all of those people were doing that random 75 hard challenge and they were going 75 days without, you know, without eating treats, without drinking alcohol? Like, how crazy was that? I can't believe we did that. But we did it. And we moved forward and we saw so much growth. I have seen so much growth in myself and my team and my girls. Like, I've seen so much growth in my husband. I mean, just watching you better yourself is going to cause this crazy, crazy ripple effect. So many women have reached out to me saying, I'm only doing 75 hard because you're doing it. I'm only doing 75 hard because I saw your podcast and it inspired me to do it myself. I'm only doing this because you show up consistently every single day and you show me that if you can, I can. Because guys, I'm not a superhero. I am not like this crazy, you know, fitness fanatic. I wake up most days and don't want to eat healthy and don't want to work my body. But I know that when I don't, I'm going to feel like crap. Eventually, I'm going to look like crap. My mental health is going to spiral down the drain. And all of, you know, just the ripple effect that it's going to cause on my husband, on my future kids, on my family, on my friends, the people who are watching me. If I quit showing up for myself, who else is going to quit or not start? Who will start by me showing up every day? Who will change their life because I decided to be consistent? Guys, it has nothing to do with you. But you have eyes on you, whether it's your daughter, your nephew, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, your coworkers, your friends, whoever it might be, they're watching you. And no, they might not get it and they might not join you immediately, but as they watch you grow, as they watch you show up every single day for yourself, you're planting those seeds. You're planting seeds for them to grow. And maybe they don't jump on it. Maybe they don't water that seed, but it's still planted. And as they watch you just transform into the person that you are meant to be, as you continue to dive deep into your personal growth and pushing your boundaries and, you know, making yourself uncomfortable, because guys, life is so uncomfortable. So instead of just being forced into these uncomfortable situations, why not choose them? Life is going to come at you so hard, no matter what you do. You can do everything right, and life is still going to beat you down eventually. And that is when this discipline that I'm building now, that is when it comes in handy, is when life comes at you so hard and all you want to do is cry your eyes out and just lay in bed all day long and have this pity party. Guys, it is going to come at you so hard. And if you don't have that discipline already built, and if you're not used to being in uncomfortable situations and you're just thrown into all of these random situations that you had, you know, no decision in, because trust me, I get it. When someone breaks into your house and steals your safety security box, that's hard. It happened to me. You know, whenever you get 3 flat tires, that sucks. It's happened to me, you know, and those are things that you don't get to choose. When the market crashes, when your house burns down, when, you know, a loved one dies, when life hurdles itself at you, you lost your job, you're 50 pounds overweight, you know, you got diagnosed with cancer, whatever it might be, when life hurdles itself at you, are you going to be the person that just lets it? Or are you going to be the person that reacts with positivity and looks for the good, looks for the lesson? Because everything that comes at you is meant to teach you something. Everything. You can find the good and the lesson in every situation. And if you haven't created that habit of searching for the good, searching for the lesson, that is where you need to start. Because I can guarantee that you've been through something, you're currently going through something. I mean, we're all currently going through, you know, the aftermath of 2020, going into 2021 and all the craziness that has already occurred in 2021. How are you going to react to that this year? Are you going to let life just happen to you? Or are you going to intentionally wake up every single day and be the best that you can be? Because it doesn't matter what your friend is doing or what this person's doing or the person on Instagram that you're watching. The person on Instagram that you're watching is currently chasing her goals. And the fact that you're not has nothing to do with the fact that she is. Because just because you're not isn't going to slow her down. And the fact that she is isn't going to speed you up or slow you down. Clap. clap so loud for the women that are showing up, and that will encourage you to continue showing up for yourself. Because it's not a comparison game, y'all. We are all in this life and we're all in it together. And we have to choose our uncomfortable situations, or life will choose them for us. Because it already chooses a lot of crazy, uncomfortable situations for us. And once we can actually decide, you know what? I am going to walk in the rain. Just because it's raining right now, I'm still going to reach my goal. I am not giving up on myself this time. I will not, I cannot give up on myself this time. Because if I give up this time, who knows if I'll ever get back up? If I quit, who knows if I'll have the strength to pull myself back up? Because I've never proved to myself that I could do that. But here we are, attempt 6 on 75 hard. And I'm on day 57. And I am just so thankful for this challenge and for the discipline that I am building, because I never would have started reading. I never would have had this discipline. I mean, I never, ever would have been the person that I am right now without 75 hard. So if you have any questions about it, if you want to join me on March 15th, if you need the workouts, nutrition programs, supplements, anything like that, please reach out to me on Instagram. I would love to help you. I would love to do it with you. Girl, we are in this together. And 2021 is our year. It is crazy already. But we are going to choose the uncomfortable situations that we put ourselves through for growth. For growth. 2021 is the year of growth. Thank you again for listening to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast and the 75 days of podcasting. I would love to be able to connect with you on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. I will link both of them in the show notes. If you have any tips or advice for me, this is not going to be an easy road. It is going to be a little messy as I learn how to podcast. But I am so thankful that you are here. I am thankful for your grace. And I am thankful for the good Lord above for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast and the drive to do 75 podcasts in a row. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will see you tomorrow.